USA News Update. New York Attorney General Letitia James is trying to put sanctions on former President Trump and his legal team. That's for his pending $250 million fraud lawsuit for denying facts they previously confirmed, among other issues about his court filing. James' team will also ask a Manhattan Supreme Court judge to rule in decisions that would make it harder for Trump to fight against her civil lawsuit. A bill that would ban the sale of assault-style weapons in Rhode Island is being introduced. Violators would face up to 10 years in prison or be fined $10,000 and guns would be seized. Democratic Governor Dan McKee says the state is ready to enact the ban to keep communities safe. New reports say FBI agents searched the Penn Biden Center offices in mid-November after initial discovery of classified documents. The FBI searched the location after President Biden's lawyers found several classified materials from Biden's time. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.